The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mun Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
There are many factors over the course of a season that contribute to how successful a team will be. But if you ask anybody involved in hockey, three of the most important are number one, the ability to make changes on the fly, to adjust, to adapt. Number two, to keep an even keel and mentally not get too up or too down following wins or losses. And number three, the ability to handle injuries. If you play or have played team sports at a competitive level, regardless of the sport, during the course of a season or the team that you're on, you're going to have high points and low points. There's going to be times when things are going well and other times when you just can't even get out of your own way. You're going to have games when you play well, execute a game plan perfectly, and somehow still lose. And then there will be the occasional contest when your team plays lousy, doesn't do anything right, and somehow still steals a game. And when these fluctuations happen during the course of a season, great wins or sometimes devastating losses, how a team is able to mentally manage those results is important. Can't get too high after a win or dwell on it too much after a bad loss. Those things happen, and keeping an even keel is important. And finally, another factor that a team may be confronted with during the course of a season is injuries. Injuries are never a good thing for any team, and when they happen, it can drastically affect the outcome of a season. A team's momentum can be broken unless other players step up, and a promising season can go down the drain quickly. But yet, on the other hand, injuries present opportunities for other players to get playing time and show what they can do. And if you're wondering why I'm bringing up these three factors for success in the pregame show, it's because after a season last year that did not meet their expectations, the Middlebury College Panthers came into the 2018-2019 season with the mindset of doing things differently, making substantive changes, and giving themselves every opportunity to win games. And so far this season, the Panthers are doing exactly that. Good evening, everyone, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network and 92.1 WVTK. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you tonight as we bring you NESCAC men's hockey action featuring the defending NESCAC champions, the Mules of Colby College and the Middlebury College Panthers. Want to thank you for joining us tonight as we bring you men's hockey action between two NESCAC rivals. Both are looking to move up in the conference standings and both need wins. One team, the Colby College Mules, come into tonight's contest looking to get back in the win column, someplace that they have not been since December 31st. They are 0-4-1 in their last five games, and they have been outscored 16-7, although sandwiched in those four losses is a very rare 0-0 tie with Wesleyan back on January 12th. And for the Panthers, they come into tonight's game trying to build off the momentum generated by an absolutely electric come-from-behind 6-3 win over Plattsburgh last week in a game that saw the Panthers erupt for five third-period goals and erase a 3-1 deficit. This is the seventh home game of the season for the Panthers, who are 6-6-1 overall. They are currently in sixth place in the NESCAC with a conference record of 3-4-1. Middlebury is 3-4-0 on the road and 3-2-1 at home. In terms of the conference standings, keep in mind that placements are based on conference win percentage, not points. So even though another team may have more overall wins, it is the conference win percentage that determines the standings, not points or total victories. And for the Mules, they are the defending NESCAC champions, but it has been a rough start to the season. They enter the game as the NESCAC Conference's eighth-ranked team. They're 5-6-3 overall. Their conference record is 2-5-2. They are 1-3-3 at home, and a much better team, 4-3-0 on the road. And in terms of tonight's game, we have two very talented teams. One wants to get the winning mojo going. The other is trying to keep it going. And as for which team will accomplish those goals, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out on the ice once the puck drops about 22 minutes from now. When we come back, we will talk about what these two teams did last weekend and what the Panthers and Mules did when they got together earlier this season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena in Middlebury, home of the 8-time NESCAC champion Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. And on the One Credit Union Radio Network, this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers, happy to be with you, spending Friday night talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is hockey. NESCAC hockey on the radio tonight as two conference rivals, the Panthers and Mules, are getting ready to dance. The Panthers playing last weekend in a non-conference tilt against the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals. The Panthers were looking to end a three-game losing streak, and they did in a big way and in a dramatic fashion. One of the best games of the season so far, and I'll tell you what, no one on the Panthers, from the coaching staff to the players, could be blamed if coming into that game last week, they were wondering what to expect. They were missing a few of their key players, Brendan Dawson, Brett Dineen. The Panthers came to Plattsburgh needing a win, and they got one. Trailing 3-1 after two periods, the Panthers stormed back, scoring 5 third-period goals to shock the Cardinals 6-3 and get back to 500 overall on the season. Tyler Capello scored twice, while Matt Danner, Camille Kachuk, Spencer Cage, and Owen Powers all lit the lamp for Middlebury, who simply would not be denied in the third period. And when I say shocked, I use that word intentionally because being there at the game and calling it here on the radio, to me it looked like the Cardinals did not know what hit them. Middlebury brought an offensive just explosion in the third period, and Plattsburgh had no answer for it. In net, Brian Ketcheboss slammed the door, stopping 43 of 46 shots, securing the win, a big win for the Panthers. And again, one of the best games of the season. Again, I thought it was their most important one of the season. It was a gut check win, and a huge amount of credit has to go to the players and coaching staff for that performance that they brought to the ice last week against Plattsburgh. And for the Mules, they also played last week on Tuesday in a non-conference match against the University of New England Nor'easters. Colby trying to end an 0-4-1 streak and get back in the win column, but it was not to be, as the Nor'easters jumped out to a 2-0 lead on two early goals. The Mules' J.P. Schulin did bring Colby back within one when he scored his fourth of the season in the third period, but that's as close as the Mules got. The Nor'easters' Ryan Bloom added 2 third-period goals to put the game out of reach, while Colby's Mac Burton stopped 28 of 32 shots in the loss. We will not see him tonight in net. Andrew Tucci will be playing goal for the Mules. Now, the Panthers and Mules have met once already this season, back on November 16th on the road at the Alfond Rink up in Waterville. It was the first game of the season for both teams, although it did not look like that for the Panthers. They came out firing on all cylinders, jumping out to a 3-0 lead and cruising to a 4-1 win as Owen Powers, Charlie Parsons, Brendan Dawson, and Emac Bentley scored for Middlebury, who holds an all-time 57-21-4 record against Colby all time. Nick O'Connor had the lone goal for the Mules, and between the pipes, goaltender Brian Ketcheboss stopped 26 of 27 shots he faced in the win, while Andrew Tucci, who we will see tonight for Colby, made 31 stops in the loss. The Panthers enter tonight in 6th place in the NESCAC, while the Cardinals are in 8th. Both teams could use a win, but as we've seen, when teams take the ice here in the NESCAC, anything can happen, and one thing is for sure, these are two talented teams, and we should have a great game tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A. Johnson. They sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there, too. Right now, stop in and ask about Shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol. Online at VermontLumber.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate.
Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave, and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If you love baseball, here's something you won't want to miss. January 26th is the Vermont Lake Monsters Winter Warmer. This will be a 90-minute audience interactive question and answer with ESPN's Buster Olney, Major League Play-by-Play sportscaster Tim Neverett, and Los Angeles Dodgers Director of Player Personnel Galen Carr. Tickets are just $15 and benefit the Vermont Community Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Go to VermontLakeMonsters.com. This is a one-of-a-kind event, so make plans to attend now. VermontLakeMonsters.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here at Middlebury College. And you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. And this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. NESCAC men's hockey action tonight as the Panthers get ready to tangle with the Mules of Colby College. Middlebury coming into this matchup after a 6-3 win over Plattsburgh last Friday, while the Mules return to the ice after dropping a 4-1 contest to the Northeasters of the University of New England earlier this week. Time now for a look at a few stats and the keys for tonight's game. First for the Mules, they come in at 5-6-3 overall, 2-5-2. Good for 8th place in the conference. They score 2.5 goals per game and give up 2.43. Their power play is at 14.6% on the season, 7 for 48. Their penalty kill at 75%, 33 for 44. They do not take a lot of shots on goal, 28.2 per game, and they give up 30.4. Interestingly enough, they are a much better road team than they are home team. They're 1-3-3 at home and 4-3-0 on the road. So it'll be interesting to see how they play tonight. The two keys for Colby, number one, play their road game. Much better on the road than they are at home. So if they can keep that up, they've got a good chance to win this game. And number two, there is no Brett Dineen or Brendan Dawson for the Panthers tonight. So if the Mules can take advantage of those players missing and the skill set that both Brett and Brendan bring to the Panthers, if Colby can take advantage of that, they'll be in good shape and have a good opportunity to win this game. Now for Middlebury, they come in at 6-6-1 overall, 3-4-1 in the conference, good for 6th place. They score 2.85 goals per game and give up 2.92. Their power play has been a little bit of an issue in the last couple of games, 4 for 41 on the season, 9.8%. Their penalty kill at 74.1%, 43 for 58 on the season. They take 30.8 shots per game, give up 33.9. They're 3-2-1 at home and 3-4-0 on the road. The keys for the Panthers tonight, number one, and I think the most important one, build on the momentum of last week's win. I thought it was the biggest win of the season for the Panthers. They played an amazing third period, erupting for 5 goals. If they can build on that positive energy, they'll be in good shape. And number two, continued contribution from other players. Again, no Brett Dineen, no Brendan Dawson. Dawson was probably the best skating defenseman in the conference. And Dineen, just a solid defenseman. Not having them in the lineup hurts, especially getting the puck out of the zone quickly and getting things set up. That being said, last week, Tyler Capello for Middlebury, his first two collegiate goals. He played a huge game. Owen Powers and Spencer Cage, each with a goal and assist for the Panthers in that win. If they continue to get contributions from other players, they will be in good shape to win this game. Those are the keys. Now we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Colby College Mules, starting in goal from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number one, junior Andrew Tucci. On defense, on the left side from Park Ridge, Illinois, number two, freshman Michael Thomas. And on the right side from St. Louis, Missouri, number 21, senior Thomas Stahlhuth. Up front at left wing from St. Lazare, Quebec, number 27, freshman Logan Clark. On the right side from Rockville Center, New York, number 8, sophomore Justin Grillo. And at center from Canton, Massachusetts, number 22, senior Nick O'Connor. The starting lineup for the Colby College Mules. And the head coach of Colby College is Blaze McDonald. He's assisted by Tyler Wash and Mike Latondres. The starting lineup and the coaches for Colby College. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Rye Brook, New York, number 30, junior Brian Ketchabaugh. On defense from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. On the right side from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. Up front at left wing from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers, one of the Panthers' captains. The Middlebury College Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair, and he is assisted by Nick Bigaman. The starting lineups and the coaches for the Middlebury College Panthers. Going to take a break right here for the playing of the national anthems. When we come back, NESCAC men's hockey action between the Mules of Colby College and your Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Vermont Army National Guard. Aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here at Middlebury College. You are listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you as the Panthers at Mules getting ready to tangle NESCAC hockey action from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers in their home whites skating from left to right in this opening period. The Mules going from right to left in their road blues with white numbers that are certainly very sharp in my opinion. Again, the Panthers come into this game at 6-6-1 overall in sixth place in the NESCAC, while Colby, who is the defending NESCAC champion, kind of a rough start to the season, 5-6-3 overall, but only 2-5-2, good for eighth place in the conference. But the top 8 teams in the NESCAC make the playoffs, so while they want to move up, at least right now they are in the position to make the playoffs. Getting ready for the faceoff about 25 seconds from now, and just a programming note, because of the upcoming snow that everybody's anticipating, we're getting the game time tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears has been moved up from 4 to 3. So the game will be at 3 o'clock here on WVTK, and I will have the pregame show for you starting at 2:30. So we look forward to a great weekend of NESCAC hockey action here on WVTK. Again, the Panthers with an enormous victory last Friday night against Plattsburgh State. Down 3-1, they erupted for 5 goals in the third period. Really shocking Plattsburgh, who had no answer for the offense that Middlebury came with in the third period. More on that later as we get ready to go. The officials are ready, the goaltenders are ready, the broadcasters are ready, and here we go. Nick O'Connor taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Powers wins it and sends the puck into the Colby zone. It goes up into the netting. Mitch Allen sends it into the netting there. We've got a faceoff to the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Powers taking the faceoff and winning it. A shot back to Pastor. Pastor with a shot. That one goes wide over to Spencer Cage, who sends it on net. That one also wide. For the Mules, Justin Grillo spinning it around, sending it to Thomas, who's in the lower near corner. It's being pestered by Zach Shapiro. The puck now comes around to number 21, the captain, Thomas Stahlhuth, for the Mules, who dumps it into neutral ice. Dumped back in by Pastor as the Panthers change. Tucci out to play it, leaving it for Thomas, who gets things set up. Tyler Capello and Cole Jocelyn forechecking for Middlebury as Thomas brings it up. Sends that into the Middlebury zone. It's in the left corner. Taken by Spencer Hewson. Sends it into the far corner where J.P. Shulin has it. He loses the puck to Alex Heinrichs. Taken back by Hewson. For the Mules, it's Brendan Murphy, Spencer Hewson, and J.P. Shulin. The third line for the Mules out there right now. Puck comes back in, sent back in by Murphy into the left corner, comes back around, taken by Quinn Doyle as the Mules have a partial change here. And we have a whistle. 18:31 left to play first period. Scoreless between Middlebury and Colby. This faceoff to the right. The left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Spencer Hewson and winning it, but it goes back into the far corner and it's sent back to the point. By Murphy and no one there. It comes all the way back into the Colby defensive zone where it's taken away by Michael Fahey. Gets a shot on net, hits the side of the net. Tucci makes a save and now goes into the near corner. Taken by Michael Morrissey, sends it around to Zach Hale. And they're not able to get it out as the Panthers are doing a good job keeping them bottled up in their zone. Puck all the way around to Scott, who gets it to Murphy, and it finally comes out of the zone. That puck was in the Mule zone for quite some time. Good job by the Panthers. Emac Bentley sends it in. The Mule's Keenan Scott sends a long pass up to Morrissey. Morrissey dumps it into the Panthers zone. Spencer Cage back to get it. He sends it around to Fahey. Bentley, Fahey, and Tkachuk out there for Middlebury right now. And he loses the puck to Michael Morrissey. Shot saved by Ketchabaugh. A turnover in the Panthers' defensive zone, and Ketchabaugh comes up big there. He'll make the save and hold on. 17-13 left to play first period. Scoreless between Middlebury and Colby. That shot by Morrissey, the first shot on goal of the game. The faceoff to the left of Ketchabaugh. It's Nick O'Connor taking the faceoff against Danny Tai. Won by O'Connor. Back along the wall. Now into the far side corner, taken by Spencer Cage. Sends it around to Tai in the near side left corner. And it's taken off the boards by Matt Danner, who dumps it in. Tucci comes out to play, and he is way out of the net. Sends it off the boards, and it goes up and into neutral zone where Clark takes it. Clark has got Stahlhuth with him. A shot into the midsection and trapper of Brian Ketchabaugh, and he will hold on. 16:39 left to play first period. Still scoreless. Two shots on goal for Colby. None for the Panthers. This face-off to the right of Ketchabaugh. It's going to be Houston against Powers in the left circle. Won by Powers over to Connor Breen, who skies it up off the boards and out. The puck now on the far side wall right in front of the scorer's table. It's sent into the Panthers zone where it's stolen by Zach Shapiro. The puck coming back into neutral ice. And we have a delayed call here. Lapreen with the puck for Colby sends it in. We have a delayed penalty on the Panthers. And Zach Shapiro with the touch-up. And Colby will get their first power play of the evening. They are 7 for 48 on the season, 14.6%, where Middlebury, their penalty kill, 74.1%. They are 43 for 58. And it's going to be on Alex Heinrichs, that penalty at 3:57 of the period of the first period. Face off to the right, or the left, excuse me, of Brian Ketchabaugh. And Heinrichs with a holding minor. The faceoff now in the deep in the Middlebury zone as it is taken back at the point by O'Connor. O'Connor and Scott, the power play pointman. Now it is back to Stahlhuth, who joins them on the blue line. And a nice job by Kamil Tkachuk getting in the way of that setup there and sending it out. Puck now bouncing in neutral ice. It's taken by Clark, who brings it in. He's got Scott and O'Connor with him. Grillo and Stahlhuth at the points. Stahlhuth sends it in to Logan Clark. And a nice job by Connor Breen sending it up and out back into the far side right corner where Tucci comes out to play it. He leaves it for Stahlhuth, who races up right in front of the Colby bench over to Morrissey as we're down to 50 seconds left in the penalty. 14:50 left to go first period, scoreless. The puck now behind Brian Ketchabaugh, who sends it out, but it is not out of the zone, just out of danger, immediate danger anyway. Back to Stahlhuth, a wrist shot, saved by Ketchabaugh and cleared by the Panthers' defense. And there's another penalty on the Panthers here. Tucci to the bench, and the referee's arm is up, an interference call. So Middlebury already down by one. They'll now be shorthanded by two for at least 29 seconds. Or for a maximum of 29 seconds, unless something else happens. We have an interference call against Jimmy McKee. That penalty is going to come at 5:29 of the period. So let's see what Colby can do here. O'Connor taking the faceoff for Colby. So McKee, an interference minor at 5:29. The puck back between the circles. It is taken by Scott. Back to the point. Back to Laprine. Laprine and Scott at the points. Back to Scott between the circles. Wrist shot. Shot and they score. Keenan Scott snapped one from just above the top of the circles, beating Ketchabaugh over the blocker. It's a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Colby. Colby getting that set up. That goal is going to be a power play goal coming at 5:51 of the first period. All right, the faceoff at center ice. It is going to be Powers against O'Connor, won by O'Connor and dumped into the Middlebury zone as Colby is still on the power play, cleared out by the Panthers, all the way back down. Tucci out. He leaves it for Logan Clark. Sends it over to O'Connor, who races in on the right side. Our right side. Ketchabaugh's left. Back to the point. Keenan Scott. Back to Stahlhuth with a shot that is deflected by Ketchabaugh into the netting. And we have a whistle. 13:25 left to play first period. 1-0 Colby. Colby getting on the board a moment ago. A power play goal.
Power play goal scored by number 11, Keegan Scott, assisted by number 3, Mark O'Brien, and number 27, Logan Clark. That's Scott.
So Keenan Scott getting the goal. The assist to number 3, Mark O'Brien, and number 27, Logan Clark. Power play goal at 5:51 at period 1. The faceoff to the right of Ketchabaugh, won by Colby, back to the point. Houston with it, dumping that off to J.P. Shulin. Shulin trying to get a shot on, broken up by the Panthers, and skied up and out by Danny Tai. Down to 30 seconds left in this penalty. It's an interference minor to Jimmy McKee. And so that whistle indicating that Colby is offsides there. So we'll get a faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. 12:49 left to play first period. 1-0 Colby. 4 shots on goal for the Mules. None for Middlebury. And 18 seconds left on the penalty to Jimmy McKee. So down to 2 seconds as we await the faceoff. There we go. Won by Colby and brought back into Middlebury zone. McKee out of the penalty box over to Fahey. Fahey with a shot. Kick save by Tucci. Tucci doing a nice job making that save with the right leg pad and kicking it out to his teammate Michael Morrissey, who brings it into the Middlebury defensive zone around where it's taken by Emac Bentley along the boards. So Middlebury killing off that second penalty to Jimmy McKee, that interference minor, at 5:29. And the puck now dumped deep into the Colby zone, back behind goaltender Andrew Tucci, who's only had to make one stop so far in this period. Billy Overby for Colby with a long pass. And he was looking to hit a teammate and missed by a significant amount, so we have a whistle. He was looking to hit Zach Hell, and it was nowhere near him, so it went all the way down. So we have an icing against Colby. This faceoff to Tucci's right. It is going to be Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Brendan Murphy. And it's won by Capello. Quick shot by Cole Jocelyn. Jimmy McKee with a shot from the circle, and Tucci will hold on. Got a pretty good portion of the side of the net, but Tucci not taking any chances. He will hold on. 11:29 left to play. First period, 1-0 Colby. Colby's Keenan Scott getting a power play goal. Mark Laprine on the assist, along with Logan Clark, the goal at 5:51. The faceoff to the left of Tucci, won by Powers, shot by Zach Shapiro, kick save by Tucci, and taken by Laprine. Sent up into the Middlebury zone, a wrist shot, kick save by Ketchabaugh. Vilan Nandukarian with a shot there for Colby. And we have a whistle. And this faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It is going to be Houston taking the faceoff against Ty. Houston wins it. And it's taken by Laprine. Laprine over to Nandukarian. And a long pass from John Scala. That goes wide all the way up and around and comes out into neutral ice, where it's taken by Nandukarian for Colby. Taken by Breen, who pinches. Shot right into the midsection of Tucci, and he will hold on. 10:32 left to play first period. 1-0 Colby. The story of the game so far. Colby with two power plays in the first half of this period, connecting on one of them. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Nick O'Connor. Won by O'Connor. Back to Stahlhuth. Stahlhuth up and around to O'Connor. Back to Stahlhuth, who races in. He's at the left circle. He sends it up over the net. Now into the far side right corner in the defensive zone. So along the boards, Nick O'Connor trying to get it to the points. A nice job by the Panthers, keeping them on the outside of the zone, not letting them get set up here. And a long pass out by Cage. Cage gets it to Bentley. Bentley in, sends it over to Tkachuk. And we have another penalty here. And the indication here, it's against Middlebury. And it looks like to be a slashing minor. So Middlebury not helping themselves here. Their third penalty of the period. That's a slashing minor to Kamil Tkachuk at 10:12 of the period. Colby 1-for-2 so far in the power play. So the face-off to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Houston taking the face-off against Owen Powers. And it's won by Houston. They bring it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Nice job by the Panthers. Quickly taken by Jimmy McHugh. Sends it all the way down. And it comes into the Colby zone. It's brought out by Houston. Houston bringing it up to the blue line. Dumped in by Thomas into the far right corner in the defensive zone. It's taken by McKee, who dumps it up and out. Strong penalty kill here so far for Middlebury. Puck all the way back in the Colby zone, taken by Laprine. Laprine leaves it for Stahlhuth, the captain of the Mules. Stahlhuth deliberately skates it out. Drops it back to Scott, who blows out a wheel. Taken by Capello. And it's Capello and Heinrichs. Shot, save. Capello, rebound, save Tucci. Capello and Heinrichs had a 2-on-0. Heinrichs still with it. Down to 40 seconds. A great job there by Middlebury on the penalty kill. And Tyler Capello very nearly scored there. Down to 30 seconds in the slashing minor to the Panthers' Kamil Tkachuk. Stahlhuth brings it in. He's met by the wall that is known as Connor Breen. Now into the near left corner. Taken by O'Connor. Back to the point. Back to Scott. Scott in the right circle. And a shot by Scott, blocked by one of the Panthers' defensemen. Off the boards, up and out. And that'll do it. The Panthers have killed that off. The puck back into the Colby zone. Natucci out, and he's puck handling against Emac Bentley. Murphy has the puck. Kind of an interesting pass right in front of his netminder. Hale up to Billy Overby. Driven in into the Panther zone. Into the lower left corner. Taken by Rourke. Rourke over to Daly, who dumps it in. Brett Pastor racing into the corner. It's intercepted by Daly. Daly sends it back behind catch ball. Cage sends it around. Laprine pinching in the far side right corner. Now it's in the left corner. Michael Morrissey met by Spencer Cage. Breen keeping Daly at bay. Back to the point. A shot by Laprine. That one goes wide. And a Panther goes down, and we've got a whistle. Spencer Cage yanked down. And so for Middlebury, they'll go on their first power play of the game. And it's going to be against number 28, Michael Morrissey, a minor for tripping. The penalty at 13:20 of the period. This face-off to the left of Andrew Tucci. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Murphy. Won by Murphy. Taken back by Overby. Around to Owen Powers, who gets it back to Zach Shapiro. Stolen by Thomas. Loses it to Shapiro. Shapiro has got McKee and Jocelyn at the points. Back to McKee. And it scoots out of the zone. A good call by the official right on the line there. Jimmy did a nice job trying to sell that, but the official was Johnny on the spot there. Good call. It was outside. So 6:20 left to go first period. 1-0 Colby. The lone goal coming at 5:51 of the period. Keenan Scott getting Colby on the board first. But right now, Middlebury with a golden opportunity to get back in this game. Michael Morrissey for the Mules in the box for tripping. Back to the point. It is a shot by Cage. Loose in front. Blocked by Thomas. A nice job by Michael Thomas for Colby blocking that shot. Back to the point. A shot by Powers. Loose in front. Powers with the rebound. Shot saved. Tucci. A backhand by Jocelyn. Just wide. A lot of action in front here as we're down to 105 left to go in the penalty. And Colby gets that out, and they needed a change in a big way. 5:40 left to go first period. 1-0 Colby. The Panthers' Connor Breen setting things up behind his net. Gets it over to Spencer Cage as the Panthers change here. Emac Bentley racing into the zone over to Alex Heinrichs. Jimmy McKee at the top of the circles over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk with a shot that is blocked by one of the Mules. Tkachuk with a shot. That deflected off a Mule and went wide. Bentley with it, setting up shop. Back to Michael Fahey. Fahey switching places with McKee. Loose in front. Shot! And a shot. Another save, but it wasn't by the goalie. It was a save by one of the Mules' defensemen. That was Vilan Nanhakumarian making an enormous stop for Colby. And the puck coming back in, a long pass by Jimmy McKee. It's into the Mule zone, and the penalty is over. Racing up into the zone, it is number 12, Brendan Murphy. He loses it to Charlie Parsons, who brings it in. Parsons dropping it to Cole Jocelyn. Austin Halpin with the puck for the Mules, and one of the players has no lumber. A stick shattered. And here come the Mules into the Middlebury defensive zone. It's centered in front. It was J.P. Shulin centering it in front, broken up by the Panthers. And they bring it back in along the left side corner. It's Michael Thomas sending it all the way around to the point where Thomas Stahlhuth has it at the right point. He pinches in. Stahlhuth sends it around. And he was trying to hit O'Connor at the point, but Middlebury gets that out. And Brett Pastor dumps it in as Michael Thomas retreats and the Panthers change. Thomas behind his net. He's being pestered by Danner. Thomas up to Clark. A long pass up to Grillo. Grillo gets it to Logan Clark. McKee for the Middlebury Panthers sends it up around the boards. It's up and out. Taken by Danny Tye. Dumps it in. Tucci out to play it. That is going to be intercepted by Matt Danner, though. It's now in the near side corner. Brought in by the Mules. Nandhak Kumarian for Colby. And it's sent up and around by Joey Pacini. Up and out, all the way back down. No icing, though. Nandhak Kumarian for the Mules, getting things set up there. He brings it into the Middlebury zone. It's stolen by Spencer Cage. Cage will drop it to Pastor, who sends it up and around. Overby dumping it back in. Pastor has to retreat to get it. Down to 2:10 left to play first period. 1-0 Colby. And Pastor with a long pass to Zach Shapiro. And we'll get a whistle there, and they say that that is icing. So, 2:02 left to play in this first period. It is 1-0 Colby. The Mules getting on the board at 5:51 of this period. Keenan Scott, power play goal, assisted by number 3, Mark Laprine, and number 27, Logan Clark. Again, the goal coming at 5:51. And Colby taking the 1-0 lead. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh here. It is going to be Owen Powers taking it against Spencer Houston. Houston wins it. Back to the point. A shot taken by Scott. Blockered into the corner by Ketchabaugh, and the Panthers come racing up. Cage sends it up, dumps it into the Colby zone. Doyle with it now, deep in his defensive zone. Dropping it for Halpin as Zach Shapiro doing a great job forechecking here. Down to 1:30 in the period. Doyle brings it in, looking for Houston. And broken up by the Panthers defense. Here comes Michael Fahey. Fahey racing over the blue line. The right circle shot saved by Tucci. He gave up a big rebound. Tkachuk couldn't just get a stick on it. He skies it up. Thomas did, and brought into the Middlebury zone. Shot. Glove saved by Ketchabaugh. It's taken by Grillo. Looking to center it in front. O'Connor has it. Leaving it for Grillo, down to a minute in the period. Grillo trying to center it again. And Ketchabaugh gets his stick and trapper on that. And he has seen enough, and he will hold on. 56.8 seconds left to play first period. 1-0 Colby. The lone goal of this period. Keenan Scott, his first of the season, a power play goal at 5:51. This face-off to the right of Ketchabaugh. Nick O'Connor taking it against Michael Fahey. And it is, face-off is won by O'Connor. He gets a quick shot on that Brian Ketchabaugh holds on to. And we have a whistle down to 41.6 seconds left in this opening stand. And 9 shots on goal for the Mules, 8 for Middlebury. But Colby with a 1-0 lead. Michael Morrissey taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. And it is won by Morrissey. Sends it into the near corner. Kept in the zone, but up and out. Bouncing around now in neutral ice. Sent back in. A save by Ketchabaugh. Looks for Mitch Allen. Not able to get it out, though. Taken by Morrissey and kept in the Panthers zone. Cage racing into the left corner. And Allen skying that out. He was looking for Shapiro. Instead, it is taken by John Rourke for Colby and sent into the right corner. Where a whole bunch of players come together. And that'll do it for the first period. So at the end of 20 minutes of play, it is 1-0 Colby. When we come back, we will recap first period action. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
the Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Vermont Army National Guard. Aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at VermontLumber.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Colby after 20 minutes of play. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you as we bring you NESCAC hockey action between two longtime rivals, the Colby College Mules and the Middlebury College Panthers. And as mentioned, after the first 20 minutes, Colby getting on the board and getting on the board on a power play. It was Keenan Scott giving Colby the lead at 5:51 of the first period. And the puck back between the circles. It is taken by Scott back to the point, back to Laprine. Laprine and Scott at the points. Back to Scott between the circles. Wrist shot. Shot and they score. Keenan Scott snapped one from just above the top of the circles, beating Ketchabaugh over the blocker. It's a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Colby. Yeah, on that play, Logan Clark getting the puck up to Laprine. I had the pronunciation wrong. I apologize for that. Clark getting it up to Laprine, who got it over to Keenan Scott, who had a nice snapshot from just above the top of the circles, beating Ketchabaugh over the blocker. It was a power play goal and came at 5:51 of the first period, making it 1-0 Colby, and that is where we stand after the first 20 minutes of play. In that period, 11 shots on goal for Colby, 10 for Middlebury. Four penalties in that period, three of them on Middlebury. And again, Colby 1-for-3 on the power play in that period. Middlebury not able to score on their only opportunity. That was when Michael Morrissey was in the box for the Mules for tripping, but Middlebury not able to cash in. So 1-0 Colby after the first 20 minutes of play. When we come back, going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 1-0 Colby at the end of 20. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The Middlebury Snowbowl and Reichert Nordic Center are the places to be. The conditions are great with snowmaking in full swing in both locations. For those of you who prefer more of an incline with a chairlift to get to your adventures, the Middlebury Snowbowl has something for everyone. Need a brush up on your skills? Their snow school is now offering drop-in clinics on weekends at 10 and 1. For beginner to expert, skiing and boarding, must be chairlift independent, these clinics are great for you. It's just $40 for 2 hours of exploring the best the Snow Bowl has to offer. If you prefer cross-country skiing, head down the road to Reichert. They have a full range of lesson options from private to full group or a 20-minute refresher clinic. And don't worry about equipment. Both locations have rental options. The Middlebury Snow Bowl, Route 125 in Hancock. MiddleburySnowBowl.com. Reichert Nordic Center, Route 125 in Ripton. ReichertNordicCenter.com.
We all have problem areas. You know, the areas that just won't respond with diet and exercise, no matter how hard you try. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center says freeze it and forget it with CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting freezes fat away without surgery or downtime and can be done in as little as 35 minutes permanently. Right now, take 20% off CoolSculpting. Get rid of those pesky love handles or that double chin. Take 20% off your treatment and freeze it away with CoolSculpting. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center, downtown Burlington. BearVT.com. Bear. For the love of skin.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. 1-0 Colby between periods 1 and 2 here at the Chip. Bruce Seaman with you. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Keenan Scott's power play goal at 5:51 of the first period, the only scoring in the opening stanza for Scott. His first goal of the season, a power play goal. The assist to number 3, Mark LaPrine, and number 27, Logan Clark, giving Colby the 1-0 lead. 11 shots on goal for the Mules in that period, 10 for the Panthers. And again, the big story in that period, 3 power plays for Colby. They were able to convert on only one of them, so good job by the Panthers on the other 2. And that goal in that first period scored by Alex Heinrichs. Alex Heinrichs was in the box for Middlebury for holding. And so Colby able to convert on that first power play opportunity of the game. The Panthers taking on Colby and Bowdoin this weekend. And again, just want to pass along another broadcast note. If you missed it earlier in this broadcast tonight, because of the impending anticipated snow that we are getting, tomorrow afternoon's game against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears has been moved up. The original broadcast time was 4 o'clock. It has been changed to 3 o'clock, and so we will have that game at 3 o'clock. The pregame show at 2:30 on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Also wanted to let you know, if you're listening to the game here at the arena tonight or thinking about coming tonight, still plenty of time to get here, or the game tomorrow, the folks from Addison County Home Health and Hospice are here tonight fundraising for their organization, so you can come in and give them a couple bucks and help them make a difference. They do an awful lot of good for folks in Addison County, and if you want to check out some of the great things that they do, check out their website at acHHH.org. A lot of good folks there. So taking a look right now at the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, four other games that are going on tonight in the NESCAC. At the end of the first period of play, Amherst and Hamilton are scoreless. At the start of the second period, Williams and Bowdoin are scoreless. That game down at Williams. At the end of the first period, Wesleyan leading Conn College 2-1. And the other game that is going on tonight, down in Hartford at Trinity, at the start of the first period, Trinity and Tufts scoreless. And so for the Panthers, they've got this game not only tonight, but they're taking on Bowdoin tomorrow. Then kind of a quick turnaround, they'll be taking on Norwich this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Also a game that you can hear on WETK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Taking a look right now at the Fire and Ice Restaurant, the out-of-town NHL scoreboard. A bunch of games that are going on tonight. Games that are underway in the first period. 4:17 left to go in the first. The Florida Panthers leading the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 2-1. The other game that is underway and we have a score on. Let's see here. 6:09 left to go in the first period. The Montreal Canadiens leading the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 1-0. Another game just underway. The Ottawa Senators and the Carolina Hurricanes scoreless. Only 40 seconds into that game. And other games that are going on tonight. The New York Islanders taking on the Washington Capitals. Some of the later games, 9 o'clock tonight. The Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the Arizona Coyotes. The Detroit Red Wings at the Calgary Flames. Both of those games at 9 o'clock. And then the late game coming up tonight at 10 o'clock. The Buffalo Sabres at the Vancouver Canucks. And that is the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you, though, and kind of an exciting first period. The teams seem to be feeling each other out to some extent. Again, 11 shots on goal for Colby, 10 for Middlebury. But again, it has been such an interesting season for the Panthers. If you follow this team, as I do and a lot of folks do, it has really been kind of an interesting season. They started off the season with wins against Colby, and then they took on Bowdoin. This is back in November on the 17th. They beat Colby up in Maine 4-1. Then they lost to Bowdoin 4-3 the following day. Then they had a win at Plattsburgh, a loss at Norwich in the tournament, the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, which was at Norwich. They had a win at Conn College, a win at Tufts, a loss at loss against Hamilton here at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena, a tie against Amherst, a win against Johnson and Wales. That was in the Middlebury Holiday Classic, which was here at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Then they were shut out by Hobart. They lost to Wesleyan and Trinity. And so it was their first three-game losing streak of the season. And coming into last week, the Panthers have some injuries. The flu has run through the team. So it was really a game you were wondering what was going to happen. How were the Panthers going to react to the fact that they were missing some of their better players? They've got some illness that's going on. Really, a time of the year when, as we said in the pregame show, there's ebbs and flows in every season. What's going to happen? Who is going to step up? Are you going to have a win? Are you going to have a loss? Is the leadership in the team going to kick in somehow and make a difference? And, you know, following the team, like I do, I knew that they were going to have a good game. I thought they were going to play well going up to the Ronald B. Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh. They came out looking like they were going to have a good game, and Plattsburgh put up a couple of goals on them. They were losing 3-1 at the end of two periods of play, and then when they came out in the third period, it was like nothing we've seen before this season. They just looked completely determined that they were not going to lose that hockey game. And again, The Panthers scoring five goals, unanswered goals, in the third period, and winning that game 6-3. It was an emotional win for the Panthers. They really just stepped it up in the third period. They had their foot on the gas pedal, and it was an awesome game to broadcast. It was very exciting. I think, as you probably noticed, I was hoarse by the end of the third period from getting so excited. But it was a huge, huge win for the Panthers. And I really do think it was probably their biggest win of the season. Because think about this for a second. You've got a three-game losing streak. What happens if it gets to four? The Panthers last year did not have the season they wanted. And they are looking to do things differently this season. And that is exactly what happened. They had every opportunity to let that game get away from them, and to their credit, and to the credit of the coaching staff, Coach Sinclair and Coach Bingaman, they did not let that happen. The players looked very, very motivated, and they just played a heck of a third period. They really did a heck of a job and really came out, and, you know, Plattsburgh did not have an answer for what Middlebury brought in the 20 minutes of what is known as the third period in that game. Middlebury really coming out strong and winning that game by a score of 6-3. It was an exciting game to broadcast. A lot of Middlebury fans were there. And so for Middlebury, I think a game that was probably their most important one of the season, and one that can be a defining moment in this season. You know, in the NESCAC, the top eight teams make the playoffs. So there's 10 teams in the NESCAC. The top eight make the playoffs. And last year, Colby won the NESCAC championship as the sixth seed. So anything can happen. Colby beating Trinity in the championship game to win the NESCAC title last year. So anything can happen. And as we've seen from the Panthers this year, they've got a pretty good team when they've got their players, all their players in the lineup, and they're playing on all the cylinders. So for Middlebury, they've got Bowdoin tomorrow. Then they've got Norwich on Tuesday. Then next weekend, they're on the road against Conn College and Tufts. They're home again against Wesleyan and Trinity. Then they've got a home-and-home with Williams. They're on the road again against Hamilton and Amherst, and that is the end of the regular season. And then the NESCAC playoffs start, theoretically, February 23rd. But really an exciting season so far. A lot of energy, a lot of positive things going on for the Middlebury College Panthers this season. It's been fun to broadcast, and it has been even more fun to see the games here in person and see the success of these hardworking players. And the coaching staff has had really a lot of credit to them for really having a heck of a season so far. And I really do think if they get back some of the players that are banged up, I think they've got a very good shot to do some damage come playoff time. But more on that later. 5:30 left to go in between periods 1 and 2 here. When we come back, we will preview second period action with a score after 1-0 Colby. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, one of the best rinks in the NESCAC, to see a game at or broadcast a game from. Bruce Seaman with you. Hockey Night in Middlebury here on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Thank you for joining us as we bring you exciting NESCAC men's hockey action from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Middlebury College Panthers, the eight-time NESCAC champions, taking on the defending NESCAC champions, the Colby College Mules, here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And after the first period of play, the Mules leading Middlebury 1-0. The only goal of that period, a power play goal coming at 5:51 of the first period. It was Keenan Scott taking a pass from Mark Laprine, who had received that pass from number 27, Logan Clark. And Keenan Scott skating into the Middlebury zone right above the circles, between the circles, letting a great snapshot go that beat Panthers goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh over the blocker. And that gave Colby the 1-0 lead. That was the only goal of the first period. Again, there were a bunch of power plays in that period. Colby 1-for-3 on the power play. Middlebury 0-for-1. But again, Colby capitalizing on one of those extra man opportunities to take a 1-0 lead after the first period of play. 11 shots on goal for Colby, 10 for Middlebury. And there are no carryover penalties or strength situations as we get ready to start period two. And so we're about a minute 45 away from the start of the second period. There's some extra time between periods here because they had a mites on ice game. And so they added some time so they could get the youngsters off the ice. It was very fun to watch, though. Bunch of goals scored. And again, it was this is such a great building to watch hockey in or to broadcast a game from. Really a privilege to do that. But getting ready for the start of period two. And in this period, the Panthers will be skating from right to left. The Mules from left to right. And the Panthers looking to even this game at one. We'll see what they're able to do. Again, they did put up 10 shots in that first period against goaltender Andrew Tucci. Tucci on the season 5-5-3 with a 2.20 goals against average. Pretty good save percentage, 92.6% for Tucci. He is taking on goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. And Ketchabaugh heading to the Panthers' net. For Brian Ketchabaugh, he is 3-2-0 on the season with a 2.75 goals against average and a 92% save percentage, also pretty good. And for Ketchabaugh, this is his seventh game of the season. While for Tucci, this is his 14th game of the season. Senior Mack Burton seeing the only other action this season. Tucci has played all the other games. So, we are just about ready to go here. Period two. About to get underway. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Nick O'Connor. The goaltenders are ready. The officials are ready. The broadcasters are ready. And here we go. The faceoff won by O'Connor. Back to Thomas. Thomas over to Stahlhuth, who sends it up to Logan Clark, who sends it in the left corner. Near side left corner. Back behind Ketchabaugh. Over to O'Connor. Over to Clark. Clark back to the point to Stahlhuth with a wrist shot. And a save by Ketchabaugh. Grillo was right in his face trying to get a deflection there, but a nice stop by Ketchabaugh, who holds on. 19:34 left to play, second period, 1-0 Colby. The lone goal coming at 5:51 of the first period, a power play goal by Keenan Scott, his first of the season for the Mules. Spencer Houston taking the faceoff for Colby against Tyler Capello. Capello wins it into the near lower corner. Capello still with the puck. He loses it to Laprine. He comes in front. Houston looked to center it, broken up by the Panthers' defense. Sent up by Jocelyn. Jocelyn over to Capello. Broken up by the Colby defense. A long pass. Laprine had sent it up, and he was looking for Quinn Doyle. And I believe we've got a whistle as the Panthers are offsides here. 19:03 left to play, second period, 1-0 Colby. The faceoff just outside the Middlebury, the Colby defensive zone, right in front of the Middlebury bench. It is Emac Bentley, Michael Fahey taking the faceoff. He's taking that against Michael Morrissey. Won by Morrissey and dumped into the Panther zone, and a couple of players came together in the lower corner. It was Alex Lee coming together with number 12, Brendan Murphy. Murphy a little slow getting up. He's okay, but the players just came together. There was no hit. They just both ran into each other. Murphy a little slow getting to the bench. Good thing he's okay, though. So they're going to take this faceoff. It should be at the dot, there we go, right outside the Middlebury defensive zone to the left of Ketchabaugh. Rourke taking the faceoff against Fahey. Won by Rourke. He sends it back. Rourke over to Hale. Hale brings it in the Middlebury zone, dumps it in the near corner. Rourke racing in to take it. He's looking to get it back to the point. Broken up by Fahey. Fahey over to Bentley. Bentley racing in, trying to get it centered on Tucci. And Tucci will glove that and hold on. 18:30 left to play, second period, 1-0 Colby. 12 shots on goal for the Mules. 10 for Middlebury in this period, only one shot, and that is by the Mules. None for Middlebury so far. Danny Tai taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Nick O'Connor. Won by O'Connor. Back to Billy Overby, defenseman for the Mules. He sends that up to Nick O'Connor, who dumps it in. Overby racing into the near lower corner. He's able to hold it in. A whole bunch of players coming together here. It's Grillo with it. He sends it up to Austin Halpin at the point, and it bounces out into neutral ice. And here comes O'Connor with it. Drops it back to Logan, Logan Clark. The right circle, Clark with a shot blocked by Danny Tyne. It comes all the way out of the zone. It goes all the way back down. Nandhak Kumarian for the Mules with it, setting up behind Tucci. A long pass taken by Morrissey. The Panthers holding it along the boards right in front of the Colby bench. Back to Connor Breen in neutral ice. He sends it up to Mitch Allen, who skies that in, a bouncing puck that Tucci will hold on to. Owen Powers right on the doorstep there. Tucci wisely holding on to that. We'll get a faceoff. This will be to his right. Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers against probably Spencer Houston here. And that is indeed who it is. Faceoff won by Powers. He was looking for Shapiro. Shapiro sends it in deeper. The lower left corner on the near side comes off the boards. It is taken out by Laprine. Laprine sends it into neutral ice looking for Doyle. Broken up by Heinrichs. Still bouncing into neutral ice. Here come the Panthers. They've got a 3-on-1. Back to Allen. A shot saved by Tucci. Here comes Shulin. Shulin racing in the lower right corner. Broken up by Breen. Kicks it around. It's loose in front. And they score! The puck comes behind Ketchabaugh. And two of the Mules right in front. And they roof it. 3:16 period two. It is 2-0 Colby. That is an even strength goal. Set up by hard work behind the Panthers goaltender. So the faceoff, Cole Jocelyn against Spencer Houston. Won by Jocelyn. He brings it in. Back to the point. Jimmy McKee is shot and he scores! Jimmy McKee, Mr. Johnny on the spot from the top of the right circle. A wrist shot that eluded Tucci. And just like that, Middlebury has cut the lead in half. 2-1, Colby. The Panthers doing a nice job responding immediately 16 seconds later. And the Panthers have made it 2-1. So the faceoff coming in to the just outside the defensive zone. It was Nick O'Connor taking that against Michael Fahey. Comes in on catch ball, who holds on, and we'll do a faceoff again. And it's going to be Fahey against O'Connor. Won by Fahey back into the lower right corner. And we will get you those goals momentarily. They haven't announced them yet. Fahey again taking the faceoff. Against O'Connor, won by the Panthers and driven into the Colby zone. And it's now behind the Colby net. A shot by the Panthers and they score! Whole bunch of players behind Andrew Tucci came out along the right side and a drive from the right point. Eludes Tucci and the game is tied. .420 of period number two. And the Panthers have tied this game. All right, the face-off at center ice. Danny Tai taking the face-off against Zach Hale. And the puck brought into the Middlebury zone and just a wicked shot to the left of... by John Rourke. All right, so the faceoff just outside the Panthers' defensive zone. All right, so the faceoff brought in now by Houston. Houston with a shot, save, catch a ball. It is loose in front. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. We'll get you all these goals as soon as they are announced. The officials are still trying to figure that out as they all came within 54 seconds of each other. All right, so Pat.
Second goal was scored by number 34, Alex Heinrich, assisted by number 25, Michael Fahey, and number 38, Jimmy Scott. At 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right, so the faceoff coming outside the Middlebury defensive zone here as we have a stoppage. And the officials are... okay, we finally got everything figured out here. We'll get this to you momentarily. So this faceoff will be outside of the Middlebury zone, a little bit to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. It is going to be Brendan Murphy taking the faceoff against Michael Fahey. And it is won by Murphy, driven into the Middlebury zone, back for Alex Heinrichs. Sent around by Zach Hale. It's loose in front. Battered away by Connor Breen. Breen sends it up along the boards right in front of the Middlebury bench, where Jocelyn races in. He has got Charlie Parsons with him and Tyler Capello, who is now replaced by Michael Fahey. Stahlhuth bringing in a shot. Saved by Ketchabaugh. He holds on. And we have another faceoff. 13:40 left to play, second period. 2-2 Middlebury and Colby. 1-0 after the first period, and now Colby took a 2-0 lead, and Middlebury responding with two quick goals of their own to tie the game. The faceoff now deep in the Middlebury zone to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Nick O'Connor taking it, going between the circles, broken up by Kamil Tkachuk. Got a long pass to Michael Fahey, who's got Emac Bentley with him, broken up by Colby. And here they come, Nick O'Connor racing along the boards. That's broken up by Kamil Tkachuk. And Jimmy McKee has it now in the lower right corner, a long pass. Tkachuk deflects that in. And it's driven into the Middlebury zone where Logan Clark in the right corner sends it all the way down to the opposite corner, back to the point. By Nandhak Kumarian. Now the Panthers bringing it up into neutralized. Bentley with a shot from the circles. Bentley tried to go five hole, saved by Tucci. The puck into the lower left corner, bouncing around, and here come the Mules. It's taken by Laprine. Laprine over to Shulin, who dumps it in as Colby is changing here. Puck still in the Middlebury zone. It is now dumped in. It's behind Ketchabaugh, back to the point. Stallhuth has it. Stallhuth sends it to Thomas. A shot that is partially gloved by Ketchabaugh, back to Thomas. A drive by Houston. That one is wide. And Colby has a virtual shooting gallery going on here. Panthers need to get this out. Owen Powers now in the lower right corner. Powers sends it around. He's looking for Pastor. Pastor has got Allen with him. A long pass to a streaking Jocelyn. And they are going to say that that is an icing. So 11:41 left to play in an exciting second period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 2. The faceoff coming back to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Back to the point. Dumped back in by Halpin. It goes all the way around. In the lower right corner at the mid-boards, it squirts out. Jocelyn loses it to Scott. A shot that comes back to the point. Overby with a drive. That one is wide. Comes off the boards. Hale has it. He is trying to get out. He is being pestered by, I believe that is Pastor. Back to Overby at the right point. Overby loses the puck to Mitch Allen. Allen skies that in as the Panthers get a needed change here. And we have a whistle. 10:57 left to play. Second period, 2-2. Middlebury and Colby tied here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. This faceoff just in front of the Middlebury bench. And the faceoff is going to be Danny Tye against Nick O'Connor. Won by Tye, driven into the Colby zone. Nandhak Kumarian for the Mules, sending it up, looking for O'Connor. Broken up by the Panthers, sent back in. And the Panthers have iced the puck here. And this faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Back to the point. It's taken by Thomas. Thomas over to Stallhuth on the at the right side. Broken up by Joey Pacini. He is shouldered by Logan Clark. O'Connor now racing into the lower right corner. He's behind Ketchabaugh now on the other side, the far side left corner. Danner trying to kick it out. Nice job by Clark keeping it in. Back behind Ketchabaugh. Grillo trying to center it in front. Grillo with it back to Stallhuth at the point. And we have a penalty. And this one is going to be on Colby. I believe this is going to be for hooking, perhaps. It is hooking. It is going to be against Michael Thomas. So Thomas is going to sit 2 minutes for hooking. Middlebury will get its second power play of the game. That penalty will be at 10:06. So Thomas going to the box. Middlebury on their second power play of the game here. The faceoff to the right of Tucci. It is going to be Powers against Houston. Won by Powers. Back to the point. A shot by Powers that was gloved by Tucci. And he will hold on. 9:33 left to go. Second period. 2-2. Middlebury and Colby. An exciting second period. A lot of goals. Colby grabbing a 2-0 lead before Jimmy McKee made it 2-1 at 3:32 of the period. And then Alex Heinrichs with his first of the season, tying it at 4:20. Off the faceoff, back to the point. Spencer Cage, a drive, kick save by Tucci. Puck now in the far side left lower corner, lower left corner, and brought out by Scott. Scott in between the circles looking for Stallhuth. Stallhuth back to Scott. Scott looking for someone to pass it to. Scott, because they're killing a penalty, just taking a sweet time. And he goes back and skies it all the way in as Colby will get a change here. And it is Spencer Cage getting things set up as they get ready to bring it up and out. Here they come. Stolen by the Mules. Grillo bringing it back in, wasting time, sending it around. He's got Hale with him. It's Hale and Grillo, 2-on-5. And they're doing a nice job of wasting and killing some valuable power play time here. Taken back by Laprine, who sends a shot all the way back from the opposing blue line. But that's okay because they are killing a penalty here. Emac Bentley now at the left circle, bringing it up over the blue line. Dumping it in over the red line, and the Panthers will chase around behind Tucci. Fahey there to get it. Over to Heinrichs, back to Bentley. Heinrichs looking to center it. Heinrichs still has it. A pass from his knees looking for Bentley. Back to Fahey, down to 5 seconds left to go. Centered in front. Tkachuk got a shot off, but it was broken up by the Mules defense. And the penalty to Thomas for hooking is over. Shot loose in front. And the Panthers whacking away. And Tucci will hold on with the whistle. 7:45 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 2. Here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Colby up 1-0 at the end of 1 and then taking a 2-0 lead, but then Middlebury storming back as Jimmy McKee and Alex Heinrichs have scored goals in this period to tie it. This face-off to the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Tyler Capello taking the face-off for Middlebury. And he is taking that face-off against Michael Morrissey and winning it. The puck now still in the Colby zone. It went to bounce up, but it was kept in originally by Spencer Cage. But Colby able to get it out. And they dump it deep into the zone. The Middlebury zone, that is. Along the boards, Shulin racing in, keeping it in. In the lower corner, centering it to Daly. Daly getting that back to Shulin. Shulin looking to center it. Shot by Daly, blocked in front, loose. Another shot. That one hit Morrissey in front. Now in the lower right corner, a whole bunch of players on top of the puck. Back to Morrissey, who tried to get it to Stallhuth, who couldn't hold it in. And it comes out all the way back as both teams changing here. Puck now neutral ice. Doyle has it, and we have a penalty here. And I believe this one is going to be on, let's see here. Well, the penalty is on Colby. penalty is going to be on Quinn Doyle. See what that is for. Too many men on the ice. Going to be served by Quinn Doyle. So that penalty is going to come at 13:29 of period two. Middlebury on their third power play of the game. They are 0 for 2 so far. So this faceoff to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Jimmy McKee above the circle. The shot. That one deflected and went wide. Shot saved by Tucci and cleared out all the way back down. Brought up by Emac Bentley, who is racing up now over the red line, bringing in. He's got Tkachuk and Fahey with him, Heinrichs and McKee on the backside. Back to McKee above the right circle. Shot deflected. Tkachuk bangs that home. A power play goal. Tkachuk right off the skate to the stick. And just like that, the 2-0 lead that Colby had is now a 3-2 deficit. What a play by the Panthers. A power play goal. 14:32 of period two. The Panthers take the lead. The Panthers working that up quickly and banging that home. Power play goal for Middlebury. Face off at center ice. It is going to be Owen Powers against Michael Morrissey, I believe. Hard to see the numbers from up here. And it is won by Colby. And Zach Hale tried to bring it in, but he is offsides. And that goal, and we'll get all these for you momentarily. Middlebury scoring the last three goals. Right now they're saying that's a power play goal by Kamil Tkachuk. He assisted by number six, Jimmy McKee. And if that stands for Tkachuk, that will be his sixth of the season. All right, so the faceoff just outside the Colby zone. It is going to be Owen Powers taking it against Spencer Hewson. Won by Hewson. All right, so the faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It is going to be Owen Powers taking it against Hewson. Won by the Panthers and kept in the Colby zone as they dump it in. 19 shots apiece, both teams in this period. And just like they did last week against Plattsburgh, the Panthers have exploded for three unanswered goals, erasing a 2-0 deficit. Alex Lee with the puck for the Panthers, sending it into neutral ice. And Spencer Hewson for Colby with a lumberjack chop right in front of the official, taking down the Panthers. And after giving the Panthers a power play that gave them the go-ahead goal a moment ago, Middlebury is going to go back on the power play. An ill-advised penalty there. 16:17 of period number two. Middlebury going back on the power play. Hewson, that is a slash. I'll tell you what, he earned that 2 minutes. That was a chop. So the faceoff to the left of Tucci. The Panthers back on the power play here. It is going to be Michael Fahey loses it in his zone, and the Mules have scored. Turnover right outside their zone. And the Mules raced in and backhanded it past Brian Ketcherbaugh. And so just like that, the game is tied. A shorthanded goal at 16:29. And the game is tied. Thomas Stahlhuth shorthanded for Colby. All right, so face-off just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Nick O'Connor taking this against Owen Powers. Won by O'Connor, driven into the Middlebury defensive zone and broken up by the Panthers.
Scored by number 21, Thomas Stahlhoff, unassisted. That's 21, Stahlhoff, unassisted at 16 minutes and 29.
Thomas Stahlhoff getting an unassisted shorthanded goal. And for Stahlhoff, that is his third of the year. Middlebury bringing the puck in right off the faceoff. And then remember, the Panthers still on the power play. Houston in the box for slashing. 35 seconds left to go. Leprine bringing it in to the Panthers zone. Kick save by Ketchubaugh. And it was Morrissey sending it up and out. The puck bouncing back in. Murphy racing in for Colby, pestering Cage as the Panthers look to get this set up. And Colby doing a good job killing his penalty. Colby with a two-on-one. Stahlhoff with a shot. He had Murphy with him. He did not miss by much. And so the Colby College Mules have killed off that penalty. And so Michael Fahey racing in now to the Colby defensive zone. Back behind Tucci over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk in the corner trying to get it to Fahey. A long pass up to Shulin. Shulin brings it in. Broken up by McKee. And the puck driven back in. Shulin in the far side left corner. It was Doyle trying to center it. Back to Nenhakumarian with a shot that is sent into the left corner, the far side left corner. Comes back out to Leprine. He was looking for Doyle. Deflected into the lower side right corner. Nenhakumarian pinching. Back to Doyle at the point of drive. Saved by Ketchubaugh. And Spencer Hewson for the Mules right in Brian Ketchubaugh's grill. 41.9 seconds left to go in an exciting second period. Goals galore here on WVTK. It is going to be Nick O'Connor taking this faceoff against Owen Powers, and it is won by Powers and sent up and out. Back into the Colby zone. Puck bouncing off the boards in front of the Middlebury bench. Over to O'Connor. A turnover. Comes right in front of the Colby bench. Over back to Nenhakumarian for Colby, who still has the puck. Off the boards. In front of the Colby bench. Grillo being harassed by Powers, who knocks it back in. And off the boards, here come the Mules. O'Connor racing over the blue line. He's looking for Clark. And you've heard the buzzer. That'll do it. At the end, 40 minutes of play. An exciting second period. 5 goals scored in that period. But the big red numbers on the board above center ice say that the game is tied. 3-3, Middlebury and Colby. After the first 40 minutes, when we come back, we will recap second period action. And there is a lot of it. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you like offense, you must have loved that second period. Hello there, Bruce Seaman with you. Hockey night in Middlebury. Here on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby between periods 2 and 3 here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. It has been exciting. It was 1-0 Colby at the end of the first period of play. Keenan Scott getting his first of the year. A power play goal from Mark Laprine and number 27 Logan Clark. 5:51 of period 1. It was 1-0 Colby at the end of the first period. But then in the second period, these two teams combined to light the lamp five times. And as I mentioned, it was 1-0 Colby at the end of one. Well, at 3:16 of the second period, the Mule Spencer Hewson made it 2-0 Colby. Here comes Shulin. Shulin racing in the lower right corner. Broken up by Breen. Kicks it around. It's loose in front. And they score! The puck comes behind Ketchabaugh. And two of the Mules right in front. And they roof it. 3:16 period two. It is 2-0 Colby. J.P. Shulin racing that puck up into the zone. And the two players that were in front, as mentioned, Spencer Hewson and Quinn Doyle. But it was Hewson getting the goal. That is his second of the season from Quinn Doyle and Shulin. That coming at 3:16 of period number two. But just as they did last week in the game against the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals, Middlebury, you knew they were going to answer. And less than, 16 seconds later, Jimmy McKee got the Panthers on the board. Spencer Hewson, won by Jocelyn. He brings it in back to the point. Jimmy McKee is shot and he scores! Jimmy McKee, Mr. Johnny on the spot from the top of the right circle, a wrist shot that eluded Tucci, and just like that, Middlebury has cut the lead in half. Cole Jocelyn doing a nice job getting that puck back to Jimmy McKee, who let a nice snapshot go from just above the top of the right circle. It was McKee's second of the year, so that goal, McKee from Jocelyn at 3:32 of the period. And then About, let's see here, my math is not great. About 45 seconds later, Alex Heinrichs tied the game at 2 against O'Connor, won by the Panthers and driven into the Colby zone. And it's now behind the Colby net. A shot by the Panthers, and they score! Whole bunch of players behind Andrew Tucci came out along the right side, and a drive from the right point eludes Tucci, and the game is tied. Camille Tkachuk getting that puck to Michael Fahey, who got it to Heinrichs, who snapped it, beating Tucci. So again, after Middlebury had made it 2-1 at 3:32, at 4:20, the game was tied at 2. And fortunately for the broadcasters, it stayed that way for a couple of minutes, but the Panthers on the power play, 14:32 of that period, Camille Tkachuk made the Mules pay for having a man in the box. Back to McKee above the right circle, shot deflected. Tkachuk bangs that home. A power play goal. Tkachuk right off the skate to the stick. And just like that, the 2-0 lead that Colby had is now a 3-2 deficit. What a play by the Panthers. A power play goal. 14:32 of period two. The Panthers take the lead. On that play, Michael Fahey doing a great job getting it out, getting it quickly over to Jimmy McKee, who took the shot. It was deflected by Tkachuk. Right off his skate, he kicked it from his skate to his stick, which is not easy to do, by the way. And he beat Tucci to the lower pad side. It was a power play goal for Tkachuk. It was his 6th of the year, and that made it 3-2 in favor of the Panthers. However, with the Panthers on the power play at 16:29 of the period, the Mules, Thomas Stallhuth, one of the captains for the Mules, tied the game at 3. So the face-off to the left of Tucci. The Panthers back on the power play here. It is going to be Michael Fahey loses it in his zone, and the Mules have scored. Turnover right outside their zone. And the Mules raced in and backhanded it past Brian Ketcherbaugh. And so just like that, the game is tied. A shorthanded goal. On that play, the Panthers trying to get out of the zone. Some miscommunication there. And Thomas Stallhuth, the captain of the Colby College Mules, getting it past Brian Ketcherbaugh. A shorthanded goal for Stallhuth, his 3rd of the season. And that tied the game at 3. That goal coming at 16:29 of the second period, tying the game at 3. And that is where we stand after 40 minutes of play. 12 shots on goal for the Mules that period. 12 for Middlebury as well. So the game total so far, 23 for Colby, 22 for Middlebury. And at the end of 40 minutes of play, it is 3-3. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 3-3 at the end of 40. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready.
It's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desabre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman with you. Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And if you like offense, I'm sure you've liked the broadcast so far tonight. 1-0 Colby at the end of one. And then in that second period, five goals were scored, two by Colby, three by Middlebury. And that is where we stand at the end of two periods of play, 3-3 between the Panthers and the Mules. Time to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, and there are four other games going on tonight. With 17:42 left to play in the third period, Amherst leading Hamilton. That game at Amherst. With 19:09 left to play in the third period, Williams and Bowdoin are scoreless. With 17:21 left to play in period number three, Wesleyan is leading Conn College by a score of 3-2. That game at the Spurrier Snyder Rink down in Middletown. Pretty good place to see a game. And last but not least, down in Hartford at the Keppel Community Sports Center, the Tufts University Jumbos and the Trinity College Bantams are tied at one. And, of course, the Panthers taking on Bowdoin tomorrow here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, a game that has had its game time changed from 4-3 due to the anticipated snow. Taking a quick look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard, a bunch of games that are underway tonight with a minute 12 seconds left to go in period two. The Panthers, the Florida Panthers, leading the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 2-1. 4:43 left to play second period. The Montreal Canadiens leading the Blue Jackets 2-0. At the end of the first period, the Capitals and Islanders are scoreless. 16:42 left to play second period. The Ottawa Senators leading the Carolina Hurricanes by a score of 1-0. And we've got a couple of late games tonight. The Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the Arizona Coyotes. The Detroit Red Wings taking on the Calgary Flames. And the late game, the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Vancouver Canucks. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby at the end of two periods of play. When we come back, third period action, you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Third period action underway here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby at the beginning of the third period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Nick O'Connor. And off the faceoff, Powers driving it in to the Colby Mule zone. And that is icing. So we will get a faceoff, and that will come all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone. This face off to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, who has stopped 19 of the 22 shots he has faced so far. The face off, Owen Powers taking it this time against Spencer Hewson, and Hewson winning it, but it is broken up by the Panthers. And Hewson has it and neutralized, drives it in, but they've got to get out because they are offsides. Brett Pastor now for the Panthers, getting things set up. As the Panthers get the attack going here, skating up in front of the Panthers bench, it is Tyler Capello racing in on Tucci. And Capello with some speed there. And the Mules bringing it up, sending it down, and Ketchabaugh will come out to play it. He leaves it for Connor Breen. Breen has it, skating up through neutral ice. He gets it over to Jocelyn. Jocelyn has got Capello, shot save, Tucci. And Hakumarian with the puck for Colby sends it back to his defense partner, Laprine. Laprine right in front of the Colby bench here over the red line. He brings it in over Jimmy McKee. Heinrichs has it in the far right corner. Heinrichs, one of the goal scorers tonight, picking up his first goal of the season. Here come the Panthers. It's brought up by Bentley on the right side. Backhand looking for Michael Fahey, and Tucci will hold on and get a faceoff there. 18:05 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Colby tied in an exciting game here on WVTK. 1-0 Colby at the end of one, and five goals in that second period. We've got a 3-3 game going on at the Middlebury Barn. Danny Tye taking the faceoff against Brendan Murphy. Murphy wins it. It comes back, though, and held on by Tucci. They'll do it again. This time won by Ty, back to Danner, shot. That is blocked by Halpin and sent up and out of the zone into neutral ice. Now right in front of the Middlebury bench, Danny Ty has it. Back to Spencer Cage. Cage sends it up. Overby racing in the right corner. Danner on him. Danner takes it. Danner looking for Pastor at the point, broken up by Scott. Scott, a long pass to Hale. And stolen by Pacini, who drives it in. And the Mules quickly bring it up. Thomas over to Stahlhuth. Stahlhuth to the red line, pass to Daly, who brings it in. Broken up by Danner. Nice play to take the puck by Matt Danner. Sent in. Zach Shapiro racing in now behind Tucci. Shapiro's got Powers with him. Powers looking to center it, but that one was broken up by Stahlhuth. Daly trying to get past Jimmy McKee. No sale. McKee up to Shapiro. Shapiro looking for a streaking Owen Powers, and he can't get it to him. Nice play by Michael Morrissey to break that up. Here comes Daly. He's got Rourke with him. 2-on-4. Rourke with a shot. That one went wide, up and around, and all the way around. Taken by Laprine. Over to Nan Hakumarian, who drives it in. Looking for O'Connor. O'Connor in the far right corner. 16:25 left to play, third period. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby. McKee quickly up to Allen. Allen out of the zone. Nan Hakumarian over to Laprine. Laprine has it back to Nan Hakumarian. Bringing it up over the red line, blue line. He's got a drive. It's saved by Ketchabaugh. Taken by Capello off the boards. He's looking for Shapiro. Gets it out. He's got Capello. Capello racing between the circles. He gets it over to Parsons. What a save by Tucci. A great play by Tyler Capello to get it to Charlie Parsons. Saved by Tucci. Back to Breen. Breen with a drive into the midsection. Tucci will hold on. Connor Breen getting a blast off between the circles. And Andrew Tucci making a nice stop. 15:45 left to play, third period. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. This face-off to the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci, who has stopped 23 of the 26 Middlebury shots that he has faced, while the Panthers' Brian Ketchabaugh has stopped 21 of 24. So this face-off now, it is going to be Michael Fahey against Michael Morrissey. Won by Morrissey. He sends it back to Halpin. Halpin over to Stahluth, who brings it to Doyle. Quinn Doyle bringing it in. Broken up by the Panthers' Connor Breen. Long shot by Breen. Saved by Tucci into the corner, where it is quickly taken by Stahluth over to Thomas. A long pass to Houston. Houston had Shulin to pass to, but the Panthers broke that up. And Shulin did get a weak shot off, but it was right into the glove of Ketchabaugh, who holds on and will get a whistle. 14:51 left to play, third period. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Brendan Murphy, won by Powers. Back to Spencer Cage, and it scoots out of the zone, where it is driven quickly back in by Murphy. And as it comes on Ketchabaugh, he will hop on that and hold on for the whistle. 14:39 left to play, third period, 3-3 Middlebury and Colby. From the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Murphy getting ready to do it again with Powers. His face off to the left of Ketchabaugh, back after being won by Murphy, back to Stahluth. A shot saved by Ketchabaugh. That was a tough one. And cleared finally by the Middlebury defense. A nice play there by Mitch Allen. Able to get that out of the zone. Brought back in by Scott. Still brought in, though, and Hale sends it in a little bit deeper before it is taken by Pastor. Pastor over to Cage. Cage sends it into the right corner, where Allen is flying in there looking to get it set up. Broken up by Murphy, up to Stahluth. Stahluth back to Murphy, broken up by Jocelyn, and pitchforked in by Thomas. Back behind his goaltender, it is Alex Lee with a long pass that is sticked by Tucci. It's sent to Nen Hakumarian, who gets it up quickly to Daly, who sends it into the Panther zone, now in the far right corner, all the way back to the point where Laprine has it. He loses it, and it is Jocelyn. He's got a 2-on-1. It's Jocelyn with Parsons, now McKeon, and a nice play by the Mules defense to get back. That could have been disastrous. The Panthers had a 2-on-1, and fortunately for the Mules, they got back quickly. Parsons back to Lee at the point. A wrist shot blocked. Now into the right corner. Taken by Danny Tai. Sends it back in. Tucci out to play, and it almost lost that to Pacini, who was using his speed to get in there pretty quickly. Joey Pacini for the Panthers doing a nice job forechecking there. Daly has it. Tries to dump it in. Broken in by Heinrichs. Here comes Middlebury. Joey Petrini with a shot saved by Tucci. Joey Petrini with a nice shot that Tucci had to kick out. Here comes Clark in the left circle. Forced out by Connor Breen. And here comes Heinrichs. Heinrichs racing the right circle, looking to pass it to Danner. Heinrichs still with it. Nobody at the point for Middlebury, though. Clark over to O'Connor, over to Grillo. The Mules in the zone. Shot saved by Ketchabaugh. A pass across to Austin Halpin, who let a drive go, but Ketchabaugh won better, making a big stop. 12:20 left to play, third period. 3-3 Middlebury and Colby. 28 shots on goal for the Panthers, 27 for Colby. Four shots on goal for Colby this period, six for the Panthers. And Houston taking the faceoff. Getting that over to Halpin, who lets a shot go. That is wide. Taken by Brett Pastor, one of the Panthers' defensemen, bringing it up to Emac Bentley. Bentley eludes a check from Halpin, brings it in deep. Doyle now in the right corner. Brought up by Houston. Houston had Shulin with him, but he was way off sides. A good 3 or 4 feet off sides. Oh, so the official correctly made the call. That'll come outside. Murphy. Brendan Murphy taking the face-off against Owen Powers. One by Murphy. Gets it back to Thomas. Thomas loses it to Allen. Allen racing and shot. Save Tucci. There's been a couple of plays like that where Tucci has had to make up for miscues where the Panthers have quite frankly just stolen the puck. And now Scott steals the puck from the Panthers. In. They shoot and they score. Well, just as the Panthers stole the puck on that play, it was the Mules' Keenan Scott stealing the puck from one of the Panthers. Keenan Scott burying that, and it's 4-3 Colby. That's an even strength goal. And it comes at 8:27 of the period. It's 4-3 Colby. All right, so the face-off at center ice. It is going to be Tyler Capello against Nick O'Connor. One by O'Connor, brought into the Panther zone, but it comes out. And it's in neutral ice, and it is sent back. Connor Breen, a long pass. He was looking for Charlie Parsons, but the Panthers have...
Goal scored by number 11, Keenan Scott, unassisted. That's Scott, unassisted.
And they're giving that goal to Keenan Scott, unassisted. That would be his second of the game. And we'll see if they add any assist to that. It certainly looked like there would be one, but we'll have to see if that changes. Okay, so the faceoff just outside the Colby zone. It comes into the zone, driven in by Danny Ty. Ty winning the faceoff against Morrissey. The puck now behind Tucci. And Morrissey with it in the far left corner off the boards. Nandhakumarian sending it around. Can't get it past Danner, though. And the Mules have iced the puck.
Join us tomorrow as the Panthers face Bowdoin College. Puck drop is at 4 p.m. here in the Arena.
And so for Keenan Scott.
Correction, the puck drop is at 3 o'clock p.m. tomorrow here in the Arena.
That is his second goal of the season. It is unassisted and comes at 8:27 of the period. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci, who has been busy tonight, as has Brian Ketchabaugh. The puck now in the far left corner. Kamil Tkachuk now in the left corner with it, looking for someone to pass it to. He loses that to Morrissey. And it's now neutral ice taken up by Spencer Cage. A shot right into the catching glove of Tucci. And he holds on. 9:48 left to play. Third period, 4-3 Colby. 30 shots on goal in the game for Middlebury. 28 for the Mules. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. It is Owen Powers taking it against Houston. Won cleanly by Houston. It comes back to Halpin, who drives it all the way around. It comes up and out. Overby with the puck right at the red line in front of his bench. Sends it in. And the Panthers will retreat to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh and get things set up here. Sent into the Mule zone. Behind Tucci, sent all the way around by Overby. The puck comes all the way out. Racing down is Alex Lee for Middlebury. And we've got a stoppage, as that is going to be an icing. 9:17 left to play. Third period, 4-3 Colby. The Mules getting the go-ahead goal at 8:27 of the period. Keenan Scott is second of the game, unassisted, even strength. Houston taking the faceoff to the right of Tucci against Capello. Won by Houston. Again, sent by Halpin all the way around, and they ice it again. So they'll come all the way back and do that again. And it once again will be Spencer Houston against, I believe that's Tyler Capello. Hard to see the numbers from, no, I apologize, it's Cole Jocelyn. But again, won by Houston, sent it around and taken by Heinrichs, who cannot keep it in, comes all the way back to Connor Breen, who gets things set up behind Brian Ketchabaugh, sends it up. Jocelyn cannot hold on to it. It comes into neutral ice. Thomas brings it in, and he drives it in as he waits for teammates to chase. Brendan Murphy behind Ketchabaugh. Nice play by Alex Heinrichs to keep Murphy off the puck. Sent around. Breen looking for Jocelyn, and he can't get it out, although Jocelyn has it. A nice job by Scott there keeping it in. Heinrichs sends it back behind Ketchabaugh over to Breen. Breen deliberately brings it up the red line. He dumps it in. As the Panthers will get a change here. Thomas getting things set up down to 8:05 left to go third period. Colby with a 4-3 lead. A long pass over to O'Connor. O'Connor over to Grillo, who dumps it in the far corner. Here they come. Here comes Michael Fahey. Fahey getting a pass over to Spencer. Cage with a drive, and that one is just wide. That did not miss by much. Fahey in the far left corner. Back to the point. Over to Cage above the right circle. Cage dumping it in. It is taken by Laprine. Over to Clark. Clark sends it back to Nanhak Kumarian, who gets things set up behind Tucci. And a long pass that comes all the way down that has to be saved by Ketchabaugh. Down to 7:15 left to go in the period. Halpin has it as the puck is bouncing around neutral ice. Halpin over to Fahey. Fahey tries to center it to a streaking Danner. Matt Danner in the left corner in the Colby defensive zone. Danny Tye racing in there now as well. Jimmy McKee and Alex Lee, the defenseman for Middlebury right now, and it's broken up by the Mules, sent out by Justin Grillo, and the Panthers drive it right back in. Tucci out, sends it along the boards. Whacked around to Billy Overby for the Mules, who turns around and sends it back to his goaltender, Andrew Tucci, who will hold on. 6:34 left to play, third period, 4-3 Colby. 1-0 Colby at the end of one, 3-3 at the end of two, and Colby with the go-ahead goal at 8:27 of this period. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Houston again to the left of Tucci. And it is won by Houston back to Stahlhuth. Over to Shulin. Shulin cannot keep it in. It's back to the lower side right corner where it is held in there by Mitch Allen. He's met by Quinn Doyle. Doyle having a battle with Zach Shapiro. And here come the Mules. They ring it in. A long shot by Shulin goes wide around the boards. And here comes Middlebury. Mitch Allen brings it in. He gets it over to Shapiro. Shapiro looking to center it. He had Owen Powers, and it was a heck of a play there by Michael Thomas to take away the passing lane there. That was a big play, because I think that Powers might have been able to bang that home had Thomas not been there. Strong defensive play by the Mules. Thomas taking the puck now right in front of his bench. He's met by Heinrich, stolen by Capello. Taken back to Breen. Breen with it behind Ketchabaugh. And the puck still behind Ketchabaugh as we go down to 5:15 left to go in the period. So the Panthers bring it in. It's in the zone. It is held up now in the right circle by Jocelyn. Whole bunch of players coming together. It's tomahawked about 10 feet in the air. And it comes out into neutral ice where it's sent back in by Brett Pastor. The Panthers have to get on sides here. And they do. And here come the Mules. O'Connor racing in. This puck to the left of Ketchabaugh. His left, our broadcast right. Grillo has it now. He gets it over to Keenan Scott, who's got two goals tonight for Colby. He's played well. Justin Grillo now getting it back to the point. A quick shot by Halpin. Goes wide. Down to 4:26 left in the period. Here come the Panthers. A nice pass by Capello, who sends it in. It's the right of Tucci, and the Mules bring it up and out. Houston can't find the handle on it. Gets it to Grillo, who can't hold on to it as it comes back behind Ketchabaugh around the boards. And Logan Clark can't hold in. Back to Nanhakumarin, who blows a wheel. Unfortunately, his defense partner, Laprine, was there. He loses it to Jimmy McKee. McKee over to Tkachuk. Brings it to Danner. Danner with a shot saved by Tucci. Back to the point. Another shot, this time by Alex Lee, and it's blocked by Laprine. And this time it is taken by Shulin, who brings it in. Stops on a dime and sends it in deeper. It centers in front. It comes back out. Backhand. Blocked by the Panthers' defense. Michael Fahey getting it up and out. Now into neutral ice. Taken by Murphy. Murphy brings it in. He's got Stahlhuth with him, along with Keenan Scott. Here comes Mitch Allen. Allen racing in, and he is taken out of the play by Keenan Scott. Puck now deep in the Colby zone. Stahlhuth gets it up to Thomas. Thomas over to Hale. Driven into the Middlebury zone. Down to 2:49 left to play in the period. 4-3 Colby. Now the puck behind Ketchabaugh. It is a shot by O'Connor that goes over the top of the net. And the puck comes out into neutral ice. And the Mules doing a nice job of taking time off the clock and keeping that clock running, as we've had virtually nonstop play here for a couple of minutes. 2:20 left to play, third period, 4-3 Colby. The puck now in the Panthers' defensive zone, the far right corner, lower right corner. A shot by Grillo, kick save by Ketchabaugh, and it comes out into neutral ice. Nanhakumarin with it again over to Overby this time. Overby dumping it in, and Colby will get a change here. The puck now on the far side in the Panthers' defensive zone. Down to 1:50 left to play in the period. And the Panthers might want to get a stoppage here at some point so they can get a timeout. Danner bringing it up. He's 1-on-3. And a turnover in front. It's Michael Fahey taking the puck away. A whole bunch of Panthers in front. Some sloppy play by Colby, and the Panthers' net is empty here. down to 125. It is Brett Pastor getting the puck over to Owen Powers. And we've had virtually nonstop play here for about 5 minutes. Here comes Middlebury bringing it in. A long shot, a save. Saved by Tucci, kept in by the Panthers. Spencer Cage getting it over to Brett Pastor, bringing it in. Down to a minute left in the period. And the puck kept back. Puck driven back in by Middlebury, and it comes out and around into the Middlebury zone. 40 seconds left to play in the third period. Here come the Panthers. Cole Jocelyn bringing it in. Keep in mind, they've got an extra skater. Their net is open. Jimmy McKee and Connor Breen on the points. The attacking forwards are Cole Jocelyn, Zach Shapiro, Mitch Allen, and Owen Powers. And the Bulls are able to get it back out. It's in the corner. No icing. And Nanha Kumarian is in the lower right corner. Back to Connor Breen. And we've got a slashing call. And unfortunately, it's going to be against Middlebury. Zach Shapiro, a minor for slashing. So unfortunately, what that means is the faceoff is going to come all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone. So the Panthers will not only have a penalty, have to kill a penalty, but they'll have to put their goaltender back in, and they'll only have 7.5 seconds to try to find the equalizer here. So 7.5 seconds left in regulation. We'll set this up for you here. It was 1-0 Colby at the end of one. And then at the during the second period, the two teams combining for 5 goals. Colby College Mules getting the second goal of the game at 3:16 of the period. Middlebury rattling off 3 unanswered goals. And then near the end of the second period, Thomas Stahlhuth for Colby getting his 3rd goal of the year, a shorthanded goal. That goal coming at 16:29. And then in this period, in the third period, it was Keenan Scott with his 2nd goal of the game, unassisted, coming at 8:27 of this period, giving Colby a 4-3 lead. 32 shots on goal in the game for the Panthers, 30 for Colby. And so Zach Shapiro in the box for Middlebury. A slashing minor, the penalty coming at 19:53 of the third period. And so the Panthers with only 7.5 seconds left to try to get the equalizer, and they're killing a penalty. It is going to be Nick O'Connor taking the faceoff against Owen Powers, and it is won by O'Connor, comes back in the zone. And that is going to do it. The final score, 4-3 Colby. When we come back, we will recap tonight's game, a game won by the Colby College Mules, 4-3. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his 2 arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber.
and they mill the wood right there, too. Right now, stop in and ask about Shiplap Siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol. Online at VermontLumber.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If you love baseball, here's something you won't want to miss. January 26th is the Vermont Lake Monsters Winter Warmer. This will be a 90-minute audience interactive question and answer with ESPN's Buster Olney, Major League play-by-play sportscaster Tim Neverett, and Los Angeles Dodgers Director of Player Personnel Galen Carr. Tickets are just $15 and benefit the Vermont Community Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Go to VermontLakeMonsters.com. This is a one-of-a-kind event, so make plans to attend now. VermontLakeMonsters.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
4-3 Colby, the final here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman with you on Middlebury College Panther Hockey and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. And boy, if you like offense, this was a great game. It was 1-0 Colby at the end of one period as Keenan Scott scored his first of the season at 5:51 of the first period. And then as we started period number two, it was Spencer Hewson for Colby getting his second of the season. That goal coming at 3:16. And then Middlebury, after dropping or giving up a two-goal lead, falling behind by two, rattled off three unanswered goals. It was Jimmy McKee, his second of the year from Cole Jocelyn, that coming at 3:32 of the period. And then Alex Heinrichs, less than a minute later, Heinrichs his first of the season from Michael Fahey and Camille Kachuk, that coming at 4:20. Of the second period that tied the game. And then on the power play, Camille Kachuk, his sixth of the season, a power play goal from Jimmy McKee and Michael Fahey. That goal at 14:32 of the second period. That made it 3-2 Middlebury. But near the end of the period, the Panthers gave up a shorthanded goal. It was Thomas Stallhuth, the captain of the Colby College Mules, scoring a shorthanded goal unassisted, his third of the season at 16:29, tying the game at 3. And then as we got into the third period, a period that we knew was going to be exciting, at 8:27 of the third period, it was Keenan Scott scoring his second of the game for Colby, a goal that turned out to be the game winner. There's been a couple of plays like that where Tucci has had to make up for miscues where the Panthers have quite frankly just stolen the puck. And now Scott steals the puck from the Panthers in. They shoot and they score. Well, just as the Panthers stole the puck on that play, it was the Mules' Keenan Scott stealing the puck from one of the Panthers. Keenan Scott burying that, and it's 4-3 Colby. Yeah, both teams had a couple of miscues like that where the puck was just turned over, either right in front of their goaltender or their goaltender would have to make a big stop. But on that play, Keenan Scott really making the Panthers pay for a miscue right at the top of the blue line in their own zone. He was gone. He buried it. It was his second of the game, and it turned out to be the game winner, unassisted, coming at 8:27 of the period, and that turned out to be the game winner as the Colby College Mules win this game 4-3. 13 shots on that goal, and 13 shots on goal in the period for Middlebury, a game total of 35. 9 for Colby in the period, a game total of 32. But unfortunately for Middlebury, the Colby College Mules win that game by a score of 4-3. When we come back, we will give you the game's three stars as the Colby College Mules have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers in NESCAC hockey action. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Vermont Army National Guard. Aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in beautiful Middlebury, Vermont, where unfortunately there were 7 goals scored in this game, and 4 of those goals were scored by Colby, as the Colby College Mules have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers. And a game that was pretty exciting. 1-0 Colby at the end of 1, 3-3 at the end of 2. And unfortunately for the Panthers, early in the third period, the Mules' Keenan Scott scoring his second goal of the game, unassisted at 8:27 to score the game's 7th goal, a goal that turned out to be the game winner for Colby, who wins this one by a score of 4-3. Time right now for the three stars of the game, as chosen by yours truly. I guess you could say I am the attending media. Star number 3 from the Panthers, the captain, one of the captains of the Panthers, Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. Again, another good game for him. 1 goal, 1 assist for 2 points. Kamil, our third star of the game. The second star of the game, also from the Panthers, number 6, Jimmy McKee, one of the alternate captains for the Panthers, also with 2 points tonight, 1 goal and an assist for 2 points. So he is our second star and the number one star of the game. Really no surprise. With two goals tonight, including the game winner from the Colby College Mules, number 11 junior Keenan Scott, who ironically not really known as an offensive player. He had 3 points going into this game tonight, all three assists, but he had two goals tonight, including the first one of the game and also the game winner at 8:27 of the period. So Keenan Scott, the junior from Spokane, Washington, the number one star of the game tonight on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers game tomorrow against Bowdoin, and we'll have some final thoughts. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 4-3 Colby. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-3 the final in favor of the Colby College Mules from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Welcome back to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you as the Colby College Mules have squeaked out a 4-3 victory over Middlebury tonight. Really an exciting game, though. As we saw in the game last week against Plattsburgh, Middlebury scoring goals in bunches. Unfortunately, it was not enough. Again, it was 1-0 Colby at the end of one. 3-3 at the end of two periods of play as Middlebury scored three unanswered goals in the second period, sandwiched around two Colby goals. And then late in the third period, Keenan Scott, our number one star of the game tonight, with the game winner unassisted coming at 8:27 of the third period as Colby has won this game by a score of 4-3. Time right now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. Four other games on the docket tonight. In a game that has just ended in overtime, the Hamilton Continentals have beaten Amherst 3-2 in overtime. Other action tonight, Williams has beaten Bowdoin 2-0. The Wesleyan University Cardinals have beaten Conn College by a score of 6-3. And with 10:42 left to play in the third period, Trinity and Tufts are tied at 1. That is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. Time right now for one final look at the NHL. Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard, and there are a bunch of games going on tonight. 8:56 left to go, third period. The Panthers, the Florida Panthers, leading the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1. With 9:39 left to go in the third, the Montreal Canadiens leading the Columbus Blue Jackets 2-1. The Islanders and Capitals scoreless at the end of two. The Senators all over the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1 at the end of the second period. Games that are underway now, 12:23 left to play in the first. The Red Wings and Flames are scoreless, as are the Penguins and Coyotes. They are also scoreless, 11:01 left to go in the first period. In the late game tonight, the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Vancouver Canucks. But again, the final score here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 4-3 in favor of the Colby College Mules. And again, a game the Panthers, I'm sure, would have liked to have won. But they played well after spotting Colby a two-goal lead. The Panthers came back just as they did last week and scored three unanswered goals. Last week was five unanswered goals. Tonight it was three. It wasn't enough, though, as Keenan Scott scored the game winner at 8:27 of this period to give Colby the win. So for the Panthers, they have got a game tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bowdoin will also be looking to salvage the weekend. They lost to Williams a few moments ago, 2-0 down in Williams. So again, that game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Take note of that. We've changed the broadcast time because of the anticipated snow. So that game is going to be at 3 o'clock here on WVTK. I'll have the pregame show for you starting at 2:30 right here on WVTK. But that's going to do it for us for tonight from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The final score, 4-3 in favor of the Colby College Mules. On behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job, my name is Bruce Zeman. I want to thank you for listening tonight. We'll join you again tomorrow at 2:30 for the pregame show. Again, the final score, 4-3 in favor of Colby. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Have a good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.